谢神，连姐妹，我想我们大家都很熟悉，就不多做介绍。
Thank God, I believe that most of us are quite familiar with Sister Lay, so I will not spend time to introduce her too much.
现在就请连姐妹做做见证。
So now we ask Sister Irene Lay. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
记得以前我们有听过传道有一个讲道题目，叫做《漂泊的人生》。
I remember a while back, I heard a sermon topic, and then it's the topic of the sermon was a life that drifts.
我也来讲一讲我漂泊的人生吧。
So now I would like to talk about my life, that my drifting life.
想和大家分享，神给我的恩典，还有我在祷告中的体验。
I would like to share with you all the grace from God that I have received, and also the experiences that I have experienced in my prayers.
我从小九岁的时候就离开家乡。
When I was 9 years old, I left my home.
就是印尼雅加达。到新加坡去留学
which was Jakarta in Indonesia, and I went to Singapore to study.
因为当时在印尼没有中文学校，所以我爸爸就问我说：“你要不要学中文啊？”
And because at that time there was no Chinese school in Indonesia, so my father asked me, "Do you want to learn Chinese?"
我天真无知的回答：“好，我要。”
And so I was very naive, and I answered him back and said, "Yes, I want to."
因此我爸爸就决定安排我在新加坡从九岁到十七岁的独自生活。
And so my father arranged my life independently living in Singapore from the age of 9 until 17.
在那里我接受双中英双语的教育。
And in Singapore, I received a bilingual education of Chinese and English.
从小到大我常常想说我的生命怎么跟别的同年龄的朋友 or 小孩子不一样呢。
And ever since I was little, I always wondered to myself, why is it that my life is so different from my friends who are of the same age?
因为我家里是唯一一个女儿，我爸爸妈妈也很疼我。
Because I'm the only daughter in my family, and my parents love me very much.
我本来就过着很舒适的生活。
I had a very comfortable life.
就是因为当时在印尼禁止有中文学校。
But at that time in Indonesia, they stopped all Chinese schools.
我只好到了没有父母照顾的环境之下受苦。
And so I had no choice but to go to an environment to live without my parents and suffer.
在宿舍常常觉得很不习惯。
When I was living in the dormitories, I often felt very uncomfortable.
在陌生之地，觉得好像自己是一个孤儿一样。
And in a foreign land, I always felt that I was an orphan.
然而现在回头来看，我真是感谢主耶稣的美意。
But now looking back, I really give thanks to this beautiful plan of God.
因为在新加坡，我得到了人生中最大、最好的福气。
Because in Singapore, I received the greatest and the most beautiful blessing in life.
就是认识神和他的教会。
Which is to know God and His church.
从那个时候起，我的命运就转变了。
And starting at that point on, my life changed.
国中毕业以后，我从新加坡来美国，读大学，也在 Pacific 教会聚会。
After I graduated from school, I went to the U.S. To study in college, and I also attended church services in Pacifica Church.
1995年的7月，在这个园林教会有举行青年，全国青年神训班。
In July of 1995, in this church, in Garden Grove Church, there was National Youth Theological Seminar that was held.
我从旧金山飞来参加。
So I flew here from San Francisco.
当时教会安排了一位弟兄来接我，还有一些弟兄姐妹。
At that time, the church arranged a brother and some other brothers and sisters to come pick me up from the airport.
那个弟兄啊，原来就是我未来的丈夫。
And that particular brother turned out to be my future husband.
那一天的七年后，他才告诉我。
And7 years later from that day, he told me.
头一次看到我的时候啊，不是一见钟情。
The first time that he met me, he did not fall in love with me right away.
而是心里怎么会有 一种亲密感，好像是见到自己的家人一样。
But for some reason, he felt a sense of closeness as if he had just met a family member.
把我们接到这个园林教会以后呢，Peter 就在这个会堂后面的篮球场，向主耶稣祷告。
And after he drove me to the church, Peter, he stood in the basketball court behind the chapel and he made a prayer to God.
说主耶稣啊，如果这个是你赐给我的配偶的话，就愿你成全。
And he prayed to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, if this is the spouse that you have given me, then please make it happen according to your will.
但是我那时候一点感觉都没有。
But at that time, I didn't have any feelings whatsoever.
也不知道这些事情。
And I didn't know any of this.
神训班schedule 很忙碌，不是在听道理、祷告，就是在做功课。我跟他一点都没有讲话，只有在从机场回来的路程打招呼。
And、
就没有什么印象了。
So during NYGS, our schedule was very busy. We either pray or listen to sermon, or there's a lot of homework. And so I didn't have any time to talk to him. And I only said hi to him. I greeted him on the way from the airport.
大学毕业以后，我就回印尼一下，然后在纽西兰又住了五年。
After I graduated from college, I went back to Indonesia for a little bit, and then I went to New Zealand for 5 years.
一年又一年过去，我很快就达到适婚年龄了。
And year after year, very soon I reached marriageable age.
虽然自己没有感觉，但是因为家人一直这个提醒，加上教会的那个婚姻介绍也帮我注意。
And so even though I didn't feel this myself, but my family members kept on reminding me, and also plus the marriage coordinators from church, they started paying attention.
我就因此开始为这个婚姻的事情来担忧。
So I started worrying about my marriage.
但是介绍这个介绍那个，那个时候很奇怪，不是不适合，就是阴差阳错。
And but it was very interesting that I was introduced one and then another, but it was either that the person was not suitable or that we just didn't have the opportunities.
就在那个时候啊，我有一个朋友介绍一个外教会的男孩给我。
And at that same time, one of my friends introduced a man from another church.
从世界上的条件来看。人长得帅，事业又成功，看起来很不错。
And from the secular point of view, this guy, he was very successful in his career, and he was quite handsome, so I'm pretty good.
但是他没有办法接受我们教会的信仰。
But he was not able to accept the faith from our church.
我当时不敢跟他交往，因为毕竟他是个外邦人，但是也不知道如何是好。
So at that time, I did not dare to getting a relationship with him because after all, he was a Gentile, but I didn't know what to do.
当时我已经差不多25岁了，所以又加上父母的催促，我心里觉得很烦。
And at that time, I was about 25 years old, and because my parents kept on bothering me, so I felt quite annoyed in my heart.
我到底要一直等候神呢，还是要试着跟这个男士来交往？
Should I wait on the Lord, or should I try to getting a relationship with this man?
我一直祷告，但是又得不到回应。
I kept on praying, but there was no answer.
那个时候，台湾的纪传道在电话上安慰我。
And at that time, there was a preacher, Preacher G from Taiwan. He comforted me on the phone.
他说，如果神要你不结婚的话，而能够专一来侍奉神，这个是最上乘的这个恩赐。
He told me that if it is in God's plan for you not to marry and to serve God wholeheartedly, this is the best blessing.
所以我继续祷告，直到有一天晚上凌晨三点的时候。
And so I kept on praying until one morning at 3 a.m.
在夜深人静的这个时候，我求问神，向神说。
In the middle of the night when it was very quiet, I asked God.
主耶稣啊，求你指示我啊。是不是我该跟这个男士交往呢
？Lord Jesus, please show me, is it okay for me to getting a relationship with this man?
只要你一句话，我会完全顺服你的。
As long as you tell me just in one sentence, I will obey your will.
话讲到这里，正在认真祷告的时候
，And as I was praying to that point, and I was concentrating in my prayer.
突然间圣灵在心里很清楚地说 No.
All of a sudden, my Holy Spirit in my heart clearly tells me the answer no.
很清楚 很, 很 strong 的，很强的一句话而已。
It was a very clear and a very strong message.
我吓了一跳，马上低声下拜，感谢主耶稣指示。
I was so frightened all of a sudden, and immediately I bowed my head and I thanked God for His instruction.
我就决定不会去跟这个人交往了。
And so I decided not to be in a relationship with this man.
但是那次祷告以后，我就好像得到力量，能够坚持继续祷告，等候神为我安排，还是为我开路。
But after that one prayer, I received strength from God, so I was able to continue to pray and wait on the Lord and for His instruction.
我先生那一边呢，就是我离开美国的这七年当中。
And so my husband, basically during the 7 years that I was away from the U.S.
我婆婆常常为她的儿子的婚姻祷告。
My mother-in-law, she often prayed for the marriage for her son.
在祷告中，他一直得到很清楚的启示。
And in her prayer, she received a very clear revelation.
我就是他的儿子 Peter 的配偶。
That I am the spouse for her son Peter.
所以在那个七年里面，虽然有一些姐妹被介绍给 Peter， 他妈妈一直都推迟。
And so even though during those 7 years, there were a few sisters that were introduced to Peter, but the mother kept on declining.
因此 Peter 也没有去交往。
And so Peter also never was in any relationships.
Peter 的爸爸妈妈和他的妹妹都反对他妈妈的他的坚持还有执着。
And Peter's dad and also the brothers and sisters, they were all rejecting or they were all against the mother's persistence.
恐怕耽误了 Peter 的婚姻。
And they were afraid that she was delaying his marriage.
他们说，我们都不知道 Irene 已经走到哪里去，你怎么还会有这个坚持在这个祷告的这个事情呢？
And they said to her that we don't even know where Irene has gone to. Why do you persist in your prayer?
我跟 Peter 的妹妹后来有一次联络。
And so I got in touch with Peter's younger sister one time.
很多年又失去联络了。
But then many years we were not in touch.
直到七年后 ，Peter 的妹妹快要结婚的时候。
Until 7 years later, when Peter's younger sister was about to get married,
她寄了一张请帖给我。
She sent me an invitation.
因为我们失去了联络，我又搬家了两次。
But because we lost in touch, and also I had moved twice.
她的妹妹 Susan， 她的请帖呢，上面写的地址呢，也当然是错的。
So of course, his younger sister Susan, on her wedding invitation card, the address was wrong.
但是很奇妙的，我又收到了这个请帖。
But it was very miraculous that for some reason I received this invitation.
就这样，经过两通电话，之后呢，Peter 他父母还有他妹妹就来纽西兰来看我。
And that's how it happened. After 2 phone calls, Peter's parents and also his younger sister went to New Zealand to see me.
他们的班机抵达2个小时前的时候。
And 2 hours before their airplane arrived.
我婆婆在飞机上祷告，求神给她最后一个肯定。
My mother-in-law was praying on the airplane, praying to God for the last confirmation.
我就是神要赐给她的媳妇。
For the confirmation that I am her daughter-in-law.
她求神给她一个很难的兆头。
And she asked a rare sign from the Lord.
她向神说，如果 Irene 是你要赐给我的媳妇的话，
She said to God, if Irene is the daughter-in-law that you want to give to me,
求你让她或者陪她接机的姐妹穿着跟我现在在飞机上穿的衣服的颜色是一样的。
She prayed to the Lord in saying that the sister that's driving Irene to the airport, her clothes will be the same color as the one that I'm wearing right now.
当时她穿的是紫色的衣服，但是我衣柜里面一件紫色的衣服都没有。
And so at that time she was wearing purple, but and then at that time I did not have anything that's purple in my closet.
原本我和那个接机的姐妹早就已经准备好当天要穿什么衣服了。
And I also had planned way ahead with the sister that was going to pick up the people from the airport what clothes we would wear.
但是飞机降落的2个小时前呢,
But 2 hours before the airplane arrived,
那位姐妹就突然间自己改变主意。
That sister, all of a sudden, she changed her mind.
说要把她穿着的那个米色衣服的米色颜色的衣服，把它换变成紫色的衣服。
All of a sudden, she changed her mind. In changing her clothes that was originally a beige color into a purple color.
我当时觉得很莫名其妙。
And so at that time, I thought it was quite strange.
在机场见面的时候，那位姐妹还那个跟我婆婆说。
And when we met each other at the airport, the sister told my mother-in-law.
连阿姨啊，你看我们穿的是一样颜色的衣服哎。
Auntie Lang, look, we are wearing the same color clothes.
那时我婆婆什么话都不说，只是露出了一个很神秘的笑容。
And at that time, my mother-in-law didn't say anything, but she just had a very mysterious smile.
等到我们订婚的那一天，我婆婆才做见证，解释一切。
Until the day that we got engaged, then my mother-in-law testified and explained everything.
从这个经历，我学习到，原来我们在主里面。只要专心，这个顺服、亲近主、交托主，神其实，一切都已经为我们早就预备好了。
From this experience, I experienced that in the Lord, as long as we wholeheartedly follow the Lord and draw close to Him, God will provide everything for us.
在我为婚姻担忧的时候，的之前，其实神都已经早就为我预备好了。
When I was worrying about my marriage, in actuality, God had already prepared someone for me.
但不但如此，我也学习到，我们祷告是改变我们自己，不是改变神。
And not only this, I also learned that when we are praying, we are changing ourselves and not changing God.
只要我们早日调整我们自己的祷告，来配合神的旨意，去追求神本身，不是他的恩典，我们必然一无所缺。
As long as when we are praying, we change ourselves and then we follow God's will and we pursue after God Himself and not His blessings, then we will receive His blessing.
结婚以后，我们过着一两年的快乐无忧无虑的生活。
After I got married, I led a very happy life for about 1 or 2 years.
到了第三年。
Until the third year.
我又开始担心，怎么结婚那么久了？都还没有怀孕的消息呢。
I started to worry again. How come after we have been married for quite some time, I still don't have any news of pregnancy?
我就开始为这件事情祷告，同时也去给医生看检查。
So I started praying about this matter, and at the same time, I went to the doctor.
双方都没有问题。
And both of us are fine.
但是时间一直过去，我心里就越来越焦急。
But time kept on going on, and I kept on getting anxious.
祷告中也越来越迫切。
And I started praying even more fervent in my prayers.
有时候我在祷告的时候，在教主耶稣算数。
Sometimes in my prayers, I would even teach the Lord Jesus math.
主啊，你算算看，就算你现在赐给我一个孩子的话哦，我60岁当年我的孩子才几岁呢？所以你赶快给我一个孩子吧。
I would say to the Lord, Lord Jesus, even if you give me a child right now, think about when I'm 60, how old my child will be.
请你不要单言了。
So please don't delay.
但是我还是没有得到一个回应，也没有回孕。
But I still don't, I just still didn't get any response, and I still was not pregnant.
我心里焦急烦闷的时候啊，我常常会跟先生就是share 我的愁苦。
And when I was very anxious and sorrowful in my heart, I would share it with my husband.
可是他却用那个圣经里面那个以利加拿对哈拿说的话来安慰我。
However, he comforted me by the same way that Elkanah comforted his wife Hannah.
你为何哭泣啊？
Why are you sorrowful?
心里愁闷啊。
And anxious in your heart.
有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
Am I better than 10 sons?
但是我心灵还是得不到安慰。
But I still was not able to get comforted in my heart.
我又常常向我婆婆诉苦。
And I often shared my sorrow with my mother-in-law.
感谢主，她从来没有给我一些压力或者催促我要生孩子的事情。
And I thank God that she never once gave me any pressure or pushed me to have children.
反而他劝我说，只要你努力祷告，交托给神，神自有他的时间的。
But in fact, she encouraged me in saying that as long as I keep on praying and wait on the Lord, God has His time.
所以我们常常一起祷告，我也知道他在暗地里为我常常祷告。
And so we often prayed together, and I also know that she prayed for me on her own.
再来，我就禁食祷告。
And then I started fasting and praying.
每天规定长时间祷告，深入祷告。
I decided that every day I would spend a long period of time in prayer and also be deep in my prayers.
持续了好几个月的这个禁食祷告，还是没有消息。
And I persisted several months with this fasting prayer, but I still did not have any news.
有一天，青年神训班的那个 coordinator 请我去 Pacifica 教会当辅导员。
And so one time, the NYTS coordinator asked me to be a counselor for NYTS at Pacifica Church.
在这个时候，我已经结婚五年，没有孩子了。
And at that point in time, I was already married for 5 years with no children.
本来我想说，我心情已经非常低落，哪里有那个心来在这个方面服侍神呢
？And so at first I was thinking to myself, I'm already at the bottom of my, I'm not feeling well at all, and how can I have this courage to serve God?
后来我想，在哪里我也会有很多机会，这个投入时间跟亲近神来祷告。
And then I was thinking to myself that, well, where else would I get this opportunity and time to draw close to God and pray?
每次祷告会的时间绝对会到前面来，像求圣灵一样的，这个向神苦苦哀求，给长子传道来按手。
And also every prayer session, I would come up to the very front to beg and plead to God and also receive the laying on of hands from the elders and deacons.
后来有人推荐我去试用那个人工受孕的方法去怀孕。
Later on, someone suggested to me to use the in vitro fertilization method to get pregnant.
犹豫了一段日子，我就去看这方面的专科医生。
And after thinking about it for a little bit, I went to see a specialist.
我想问个彻底，到底这个整个过程是怎么个一回事
？I wanted to find out for sure exactly how this whole process works.
问个清楚之后啊，我跟先生商量讨论结果，就是我们认为，从医生那里得到的了解，我们都不太能够接受。
And so after I got the information, I discussed it with my husband, and we decided that from the information that we received from the doctors, both of us we cannot accept this method.
所以我们决定不追求这条道路。
And so we decided to not pursue onto this path.
如此以来，我们看起来是走投无路了。
And so therefore, it seemed as if we have no other options.
到了这个时候，我祷告的内容不再是苦苦哀求。
And so at this point in my life, I no longer begged and pleaded with God.
不再是教主耶稣数学，还是用十万火急的心情。来这个请求
And I no longer taught the Lord Jesus math, nor did I pray with such a fervent heart.
记得有一天晚上，那是我和先生在公公婆婆家里过夜的时候。
I remember one night I spent the night in my in-laws' house.
大家都歇息了以后，我就跪下来，向神祷告。
After everyone had gone to bed, I knelt down and prayed to God.
态度就好像我跟自己的父亲在谈话一样。
And my attitude was as if I was talking to my own father.
我在祷告中回想说，一直以来，神怎么样一路来带领我到那个地步。
In my prayers, I started to think back to all the things in my life that God had guided me until that point.
神怎么样亲自带领我，为我安排一切。
How God had personally guided me in everything.
我跟神说，我好不容易信主，是你带领我走过家人反对的日子。但是当然，我家人感谢主已经信主了，后来就信主了。
I I prayed to God and said, thank you for guiding me to get to know you and come to believe in you, and you led me through the days of where my family members were against me, but also thank God later on my family members did come to believe as well.
我好不容易在主里结婚, 是你在我还没有想到之前就早已经为我预备了。
And I also was finally able to get married in the Lord, and he was someone that you had already planned for me long ago.
现在你的旨意是不是让我 没有后代, 一生一世和丈夫携手。
And so is this your will right now for me to not have any children and also just to be with my husband for the rest of our life?
如果是这样的话, 请你告诉我, 我会全然接受。
And if that is your will, please tell me, I will accept it with all my heart.
只要我听到你的回应,
as long as I hear a response from you, I will be at peace.
但是如果是你的旨意要有我有孩子的话,
but however, if it is your will for me to have children,
请你指教我, 我是不是该去试人工受孕呢, 还是就这样等下去?
Then also please instruct me in letting me know, should I go with this in vitro fertilization method or just keep on waiting?
在灵里面, 在深夜里, 不料我心里有听到一个回应。
And in the middle of the night, when it was very quiet, during my prayer, in my heart, I heard a response.
神是全能的, God, 神是全能的, 两次的声音。
Two times I heard, God is Almighty, God is Almighty.
我马上伏伏在地。 敬拜神，不停地念，感谢主耶稣，感谢主耶稣。
And I immediately prostrated myself onto the ground and I worshiped God and I said, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
我心里好像一个杯子，容纳不了那当时的喜乐。
My heart was just like a cup that was not able to contain the joy that I felt.
我向主耶稣说, 感谢主。 给我一个回应，我现在知道怎么做了。
I said to the Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me a response. I know what to do now.
我没有再回去看那个人工受孕的专科医生。
I did not go back to see the specialist.
但是从那一个晚上祷告起的一个月过后,
but starting from that night, a month later from that night,
我怀孕了。
I conceived.
九个月过后，我 生了一个男孩。
9 months later, I gave birth to a boy.
在17个月过后, 我生了一个女孩。
And then 17 months later, I gave birth to a girl.
我后来才发现, 那天晚上听到的回应, 原来是记载在创世纪35章11节。
And then afterwards, I realized the response that I heard that night was recorded in Genesis 35, verse 11.
神对雅各说,
God said to Jacob,
我是全能的神,
I am God Almighty.
因为我通常读的圣经是英文圣经,
because usually I read the Bible in English.
所以我没有注意到这句话,
so I did not notice this phrase.
直到有一次我翻到中文圣经的时候, 才发现这句话原来记载在这里。
So one time I actually was flipping and reading a Chinese Bible, and then I realized this was recorded right here.
罗马书4章17节也说,
and also Romans chapter 4 verse 17 it says,
亚伯拉罕所信的神,
the God that Abraham believed in,
是叫那死人复活,
is the God that gives life to the dead,
使无变有的神,
and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
生完老大之后, 我们可以说是把孩子照顾得无微不至。
After I gave birth to my first child, we were taking care of the child with everything we could.
但是在他的几个月大的时候, 他额头上突然间变得很痒。
But a few months, when the baby was a few months old, all of a sudden he was very itchy on his forehead.
好像有什么皮肤疹一样。
It looked like as if he was having some kind of rash.
因为很痒呢, 他就一直抓, 导致小婴孩那个脆弱的皮肤常常破皮。
And because it was so itchy, so he kept on scratching it, and it kind of caused a baby's skin to break.
能够用在baby身上的一些油还有lotion, 我都抹过了。
And I have tried all the ointments or lotion that was suitable for babies on him.
都没有用, 因为他的手一抓, 皮肤就又破了。
none of those things worked because as soon as he scratches his with his hand, the skin would break.
流血凝固以后又再流血，又再这样子恶性循环。
And then it would bleed, and then it would the blood would dry, and then it would bleed again, and then it kept on having this cycle.
为了避免他的手一直抓，我们就用一双袜子把他的手这个套住了。
And in order to prevent him from keeping on scratching himself, we used a pair of socks to cover his own hands.
我们早晚都把手包起来。
And we covered his hands morning and night.
但是额头上的皮肤还是没有变好，还是很痒，手还是一直抓，皮还是继续破。
But the skin on his forehead did not heal. It was still very itchy for him, and he still kept on scratching it, and the skin still kept on breaking.
除了自己祷告以外，我们也有一天请一位传道帮忙为这个事情祷告。
And so besides praying it ourselves, one day we also asked a preacher to help us pray.
那时是有一个早祷会。
And at that time there was a morning prayer.
早祷会完了以后，他的额头上的那个皮肤即刻变好了。
After the morning prayer, the skin on his forehead immediately became well.
教会的一位同龄都说，我每次都看到你的看到这个 baby， 每个礼拜这个额头都红得不得了，今天怎么突然间好了呢？
And even one of the church members saw it and said, every time I see your baby, his forehead skin is very red, but how come all of a sudden today it's well?
因为这个 baby 的这个 rash 已经差不多两三个月了。
Because the rash on the baby's forehead had lasted for about 2 or 3 months.
当时我们就知道这个是神奇妙的作为。
And so at that time, we knew that this was the miraculous work from God.
但是几天后啊，这个皮肤的毛病又回来了。
But then a few days later, this issue of the skin rash came back.
那时候灵恩会即将来临。
And at that time, our spiritual convocation was about to come up.
我们打算把 baby 带去受洗。
And we were planning to baptize the baby.
我们认真祷告，如果神愿意的话，求神在洗礼的时候，他的宝血不但能够洗去他的罪，也能够医治他的这个皮肤的毛病。
And so we prayed fervently to God, that so that during baptism, not only can the precious blood of the Lord Jesus wash away his sins, but also to heal his rash.
我们现在可以看那个这个照片哦。
So now can we look at the pictures?
这个是开去洗礼场的照片。这个时候当然有一点点比较好了，但是看手都用袜子套住。
So this is on the way to the baptismal site. Of course, at this time, it was already much better, but we can see that his hands were covered in socks.
所以他的皮肤是有时好，有时更恶劣。
So at this time, his skin would get better sometimes, but sometimes not.
然后我们再看一下那个第二个照片。
So let's look at the second picture.
这个是洗礼以后，我在教会等候要洗脚礼的时候，他的手已经不用再套了。已经一点都不痒了。
This was after baptism. I was at church waiting for foot washing. His hands are no longer covered in socks because it's already well.
手套也不用包了，不痒了，也不用抓了，完全好了。
He's not itchy anymore, and he doesn't need to wear any gloves or anything because it's completely healed.
虽然我们觉得实在是不配，但是感谢神。还是怜悯我们。
Even though we feel that we're really not worthy, but we give thanks to God for His mercy.
诗篇六十五篇十一节说
，Psalm 65 verse 11 it says，
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕
，You crown the year with your goodness，
你的路径都滴下脂油
，And your paths drip with abundance。
有些人会说，现在教会里面怎么会没有？怎么会？就是说。没有神迹奇事了。
Some people say that how come nowadays in our church we don't see miracles and signs?
不像在圣经里面记载的那些神迹奇事。
It's nothing like what's recorded in the Bible of the miracles and signs.
但是就我所知道的，圣经里面的神迹如何，今天在我们教会里面也是一样。
But as far as I know, however, the miracles that were recorded in the Bible, how they were, it is the same today in our church.
为了要证明这一点，我再多举两个小例子。
In order to prove this point, I will share with you again two other examples.
几个月前，我女儿咳嗽，因为 可能天气太干，咳的就是那个干咳。
A few months ago, my daughter was having a dry cough because the air was kind of dry.
一整晚咳嗽，到隔天就是安息日。
And she coughed the whole night long till the next day, which was the Sabbath day.
那个咳嗽就是每一分钟都在咳的那种。
And that the coughs that she was having was the one that she would cough every single minute.
如果我们有孩子的，我们知道她在咳，是我们父母亲的心在痛。
And if you have children, you would understand that even though it's your child that's coughing, but it is your heart that's hurting.
给她蜂蜜，给她一些这个能够给小孩子吃的，我们都已经试过。
And I gave her honey or anything that was able to be taken by a child.
都是没有用。
And it was all useless.
但是那隔天是安息日，中午有自由祷告会。
But the next day was the Sabbath day, and during lunchtime we had a prayer session.
我跟先生带着两个孩子跪下来在会堂后面。
And so my husband and I, with my child, we knelt down at the back of the chapel.
拿出信心，真的把全心倒在主耶稣面前。
And we took up our faith and we prayed to God with all our hearts.
祷告完毕以后
，After the prayer,
她的咳嗽马上停止。
Her cough immediately stopped.
本来是一分钟一次，现在马上停止。
It used to be she would cough every minute, but then she stopped.
这个是第一个例子。
This was the first example.
第二个例子就是两个星期前。
The second one was 2 weeks ago.
礼拜五的时候，小孩子从学校回来，眼睛白色的部分红红的。
On Friday, when my child came back home from school, at the white part of the eye, it was red.
我就很急，因为周末很难找到医生。
Because and then I became very anxious because it was the weekend and it's hard to find a doctor.
晚上就是有星期五晚间聚会。
And then at night there is the Friday night service.
我们还是去聚会。
But we still went for the service.
聚会的时候祷告也求神这个如果神愿意的话医治他的眼睛，因为我们找不到医生。
And also during our prayer, we pray to God, if he's willing, please heal my child's eyes because we're unable to find a doctor.
祷告完毕，聚会完了，他的眼睛张开，那个白色的部分，两个人都白了。
And after prayer ended and after the service ended, after the prayer, both of my children's eyes, after they opened their eyes, they were white.
这个是出乎我意料之外。
And this was totally unexpected.
所以我现在加强了我的信心。
And so now it strengthened my faith.
说安息日就是要重视。
It strengthened my faith to know that we need to place an emphasis or importance on the Sabbath day.
因为安息日就是神所赐福的日子。
Because the day of Sabbath is the day of blessing.
我们在安息日向他祷告，神要垂听。
If we pray, when we pray to God on the Sabbath day, He listens to our prayers.
就见证就讲到这里。
I will end my testimony here.
愿一切颂赞、尊贵、荣耀都归于主耶稣圣名。
May all the praise, honor, and glory be unto the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God and thank Sister Irene Lane's testimony.
来看一节圣经好了，那个诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to a Bible verse, Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇第四节。
Psalm 37, verse 4.
诗篇三十七篇第四节。
Psalm 37, verse 4.
又要以神为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5.
当将你的事交托神，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass.
感谢神，在 Irene 的从小到大，他知道认识神之后，他依靠神。
Thank God, in Irene's life, ever since she was young, after she came to know God, she knew to trust and rely on Him.
神也带领她的脚步。
And God also guided her footsteps.
从她的婚姻，从她的生活，从她的神赐给她的小孩。
From her marriage, from her life, and also from the children that God gave her.
感谢神 ，Peter， 他也知道等候神。
Thank God, Peter also knew to wait on the Lord.
像雅各为了要娶拉结，他等了好多年的时间。
Just like Jacob, in order to marry Rachel, he waited many years.
那个Peter 见到了Irene， 应该也是一见钟情了哈。
When Peter first saw Irene, I believe that he did fall in love with her.
那神的带领是非常的奇妙。
And the guidance of the Lord is quite miraculous.
这么多这么长久的时间Peter 一直把这个事放在心上，祷告神，等候神的时间。
For such a long time, Peter kept this matter in his heart and prayed and waited for the Lord.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，等候神的神不会让我们失望。
And so the Bible tells us that those who wait and those who trust in God, God will not disappoint.
在他们婚姻的生活当中，凡事他们知道依靠神。
And also in their marriage life, they knew to rely on God in everything.
所以这节圣经说，我们都要以神为乐。
And so this verse it tells us that we need to delight ourselves in the Lord.
他要把我们心里所求的赐给我们。
And then he shall give us the desires of our heart.
并且我们要把我们的所有交托在神的手中。
We also need to entrust everything we have into the hands of the Lord.
并且依靠他。
And also trusting him.
所以等候神并不是傻傻的就坐在那边等。
So trusting in God does not mean that we do nothing and just sit there and wait.
我看到他们夫妻在等候神的时间，他们都知道要祷告。
We see that for Irene and her husband, when they're waiting for God, they know to pray.
那忍耐的等候，最后神必定会为他们开路。
And such patient waiting for God, in the end, God opens up a way for them.
所以真的像诗篇二十三篇所说的，神是我们的牧者。
And it is just like what Psalm 23 tells us that the Lord is our shepherd.
他叫我们不会缺乏。
We lack nothing.
他要领我们到可安歇的水边。
He will lead us to lie down in green pastures.
神会带领我们每个人的脚步，只要我们依靠他。
God guides each one of our footsteps as long as we rely on him.
他会带领我们到一个可安歇的水边。
He will lead us to lie down in green pastures.
所以，从他们的见证当中，我们可以学习如何过一个依靠神的生活。
So from her testimony, we can learn how to live a life that trusts in the Lord.
就像今天车长老所见证的，我们要将耶稣基督的十字架活化在我们的信仰生活当中。
Just like what Elder Cho shared with us today, that how we are to portray the cross of the Lord Jesus in our lives.
因为那就是爱，那就是牺牲。
Because the cross is love and sacrifice.
那就是和平，那就是从神那里得到真正的自由。
The cross is peace, and also it is true freedom from the Lord.
但愿我们从他的见证里面，我们也能够学习到一些什么。
And hopefully we can all learn something from her testimony.
在我们自己的信仰的生活当中，我们能够将它我们所学习的练习出来。
And in our own lives of faith, that we're able to practice what we have learned in our lives.
人生的道路每一个时刻都在练习。
In our life, every moment is an opportunity for us to practice.
耶稣要叫我们从我们所听的、我所看的，要叫我们学习。
The Lord Jesus wants us to learn from the things that we hear and from the things that we see.
更重要的是，我们自己要去经历神。
But what is most important is that we must experience God ourselves.
那才是让这个神真正的成为我们的神。
Then this is the way for this God to be our God.
愿主耶稣能够帮助我们每个人的脚步，每一个人的家庭。
May our Lord help each of our footsteps and each of our families.
凡事学习来顺服依靠神。
So that we can learn in everything to trust in Him.
我们见证会就到这边，我们同心一起默祷。
We end our testimony session here. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.